Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, share number 118. That's Ba'ez Pnimi, share for men, share number 118. So we're talking about different ways a husband could make a mistake or cause issues with the relationship sexually. We spoke about three of them in the last year. And here we're going to talk about a fourth one, which is the insecure lover. Insecure lovers are the ones that struggle with low self-esteem, and they respond in one way or the other. Either they're passive and compliant, and they never express their needs or expectations, or the other way around, the exact opposite way it's expressed. They directly or indirectly demand, and they're insistent. Two opposite ways of how they express themselves, both coming from low self-esteem. And neither of them leaves their wives feeling the confidence she's looking for in the man that she loves. So changing how you feel about yourself, of course, can be a lifelong project. But you and your wife will find some immediate relief in the relationship between yourselves and sexually as well if you identify those stresses in the bedroom that cause this insecurity. And once you do that, you work on those aspects and you could improve and allow yourself to be vulnerable, to share and work on issues with your wife, to bring the two of you together. And this can build your self-esteem. You can build your self-esteem through that as well. The fifth is the sloppy lover. Sloppy is a person who doesn't bother caring. It means that, and many husbands unfortunately fall into this, they ignore their bodily preparations for the sexual experience. They really should take a shower beforehand. Covered abriyos. If you're unwashed, now if you're clean shaven, generally speaking, then shave. If you have a beard, then keep your beard very, very clean. Wash it out from any sweat and then crumbs and so on and so forth. You're clean, neat, and you have that clean. Because otherwise, or oral hygiene of brushing teeth and mouthwash, whatever is necessary. And when you do that, if you don't do that, then it's understandable. It's so sad that very often there's a drifting apart in this area and then ultimately in other areas because of the neglect in this area. And I talk about on the wife's side when they neglect it, but a husband needs to make sure they don't neglect it. And also being careful and respectful when you are with her. You don't like watch where your elbow is. You don't slam into her, you know, or sloppy or careless in the way you interact with her sexually. You have to be gentle, you know, and not careless about it. Okay, I'm not going to get into detail here, but you basically have to be responsible. And by doing these things, That special derech eretz that you have, especially taking a shower right before and making sure you're clean, is a way that will help your wife realize that you actually value her. The sixth one is a codependent lover. Codependent is often a term that's often used or overused. Over here, it's very helpful. Basically, a codependent person feeds off the other person's pathology, which means that a codependent husband keeps his wife's resistance to sex going on by grumbling about it, by complaining about her lack of desire, and she needs him to be grumbling and negative towards her because she doesn't want to have sex with him. So she's happy that he's kvetching because now I have an excuse to pull away. And he needs her to be sexually resistant so he can kvetch and complain. It's like sort of a dance, a negative pattern. And you have to catch yourself. You know, because if you're unhappy with each other sexually, in the sexual relationship, and you blame each other for it, you're perpetuating the pattern. And it's hard to break. And you need to work very hard to break it or get help to break it. And you break it by affirming your wife, focusing on the positive, recognizing that the difference in sexuality is normal, like we've been explaining all along, and it's workable. And focus on any on positive, no matter what the small positive it is, and the sexual resistance will decrease when you stop complaining, and you give compliments and look at the good side of things and you build each other up. The seventh is the avoidant lover. Avoidant is someone who's may not be sure of themselves, maybe naive, may have been hurt in past situations, worrying about their size of their aver, their penis, and has very little to do, by the way, the size of it to the man's ability to satisfy his wife. Vagina can accommodate any size. The pleasurable sensations are primarily in the lower 1.5 or 2 inches, anyway. And when penises are erect, they're very close to being equal overall. I don't like being graphic like this, but I'm just trying to explain that people's obsession over this with husbands or men in general causes men to avoid their wives if they feel embarrassed about that. But there's nothing to be embarrassed about, and it's not based on reality. Another fear is the overall emotional vulnerability to be with a wife. It's too much of an emotional risk to reach out and engage in a sexual experience. That's why in the secular world, a husband may prefer to just go and watch a TV show than to be with his wife. Frankly, in the more religious circles, they'll run here or there or the other place doing quote-unquote mitzvahs or burying the head in a sefer, which is nothing wrong with doing that. You should learn as much as you can, Yom HaLaila. But when you need to be with your wife, you need to be with your wife. And don't use the safer as an excuse to run away from your wife. So the idea is, if you and your wife clash over who should initiate first, and your wife is angry for not meeting your sexual needs and so on and so forth, it could be avoidant. And don't use precious as avoidance. I'm only being with you once a week, or all these types of things that are unhealthy. How does this affect your wife? She may demand it, which will cause you to pull away. An avoidant person, that they avoid it, they may unfortunately use masturbation, Zera Levatola, as a sexual outlet. That's also very, very problematic. You see, you have a wife, and if you have a good marriage, you could work out between the two of you, no matter what the situation is, a type of a schedule where there is very little, and with your own behaviors, being careful that there's very little or very rare nisyonos with Zera Levatola. In the 20s, it's hard. When you're younger, it's hard sometimes. But if you have a normal married pattern, it's a lot easier. And in the nida period as well, you put your mindset the right way, it's a lot easier than people think it is, and people make it more difficult for themselves. But the avoidance is a problem. So avoidance will not change unless you work hard on it. Your wife, if she's needs to stop pursuing, and you need to initiate more contact if you're avoidant on a regular basis, you need to initiate more if you're an avoidant type personality, to stop the masturbation, to work very hard if you fell into it, to stop it. And instead, use those urges that you feel, if you're an avoidant type, to go towards your wife, not away from her. And very often, husbands that are avoidant types, they feel it's too much of a work. It's too much because it takes a lot of emotional energy, because it's not just about the physical release. It's about the emotional engagement and talking, and it takes effort, and sometimes things aren't perfect and you work through things. People that have a high sex drive sometimes wonder, like, what's the shaila? Why would I be avoidant? But those that are avoidant understand why they are avoidant, and they need to work for it. The eighth aspect is the lazy lover. Basically, what you do is you need to make an effort to avoid the lazy aspects of it, and you make an effort to delay immediate gratification for the long-term benefit that works best in your life, overall in life, including in the bedroom. And not all men develop this pattern in their sexual life. You have to work. Very often you have to put in a lot of effort. You have to motivate yourself. If you don't find the effort of connecting with your wife, or if you don't find delaying your ejaculation as much as you could for the long-term benefit of the mutually satisfying sexual relationship that could be, then you're probably lazy in that sense. You work hard towards it. Even if you're young and you have difficulty, or whenever it is you have difficulty delaying ejaculation, there are things you can do that you could help you work towards delaying it. And not also the laziness makes you feel that talking to her is a hassle. You're lazy. But no, you make the effort. You talk to her, you touch her, you get her feeling good about herself and yourself. You stroke her body gently, stimulate wherever she wants to be stimulated. And you do this slowly, the way she wants it. That takes effort. That's the opposite of laziness. The laziness precludes and holds back any possibility of bonding in a very deep connection. And the reason why lazy lovers, people that are lazy in the sense, don't have a satisfying sexual life is because they're not willing to take time to meet her physical needs and her emotional needs. And that lack of motivation is a great barrier to change that lazy pattern. And one needs to work opposite that. Work step by step with your wife. What she needs, be more open to it. What she would like being done. Spending a lot of time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, kissing, caressing before you, sometimes even before taking off clothing. Whatever it is, the foreplay. Very lazy lovers are very not good with foreplay or afterwards either. And they have to be more diligent and more sensitive to that and fight their lazy nature. Fight their lazy nature overall by coming to shul on time, by learning, by doing mitzvahs with diligence, with a slavus, with an energy. But the zerizus, mila, is there in the bedroom as well. It's very, very important. Zerizus does not mean impatience. Take all the time in the world, as much as your wife needs, but you are alert and you're engaged fully 100%. The next one is the angry lover. You may have had anger, and the anger comes out here. And it comes overall if you don't deal with marital hurts that happen in a normal, healthy way. And the outlet is anger. It's very, very destructive. One needs to work through their anger. Cholila, it could lead to verbal or physical abuse. And being very hurtful in the sexual experience. And you need help right away if you know this is happening. If the anger is out of control and you're hurting your wife, you need to get intervention right away. It's never right. It's never justified to express that anger in ways that demean your wife and harm your wife. So we mentioned here several aspects of working. These are all midos-oriented things, right? It's not just about the bedroom. We're bringing it in this context, but it is all over life. So we discussed being insecure. We discussed being sloppy. We discussed being codependent. We discussed being avoidant. And we discussed being lazy. And we discussed being angry. And all those are midos to work on all the time, not just in the bedroom, outside the bedroom, in the best possible way. And that, by working on that and doing the opposite of that, that enhances the marriage overall. It enhances the sexual life between a husband and a wife to be a long-standing, beautiful thing that causes the Shechinah to come and be present. Bracha v'atzlacha.